A little bit. I mean, obviously, pretty unique situation, right? But I don't think it's really something you can really prepare for. I think for myself, I just have to focus that it's a red jersey and not focus on the other names. I know there's going to be maybe a few emotions, but I can't let that get to me. I can't run around. I can't be too hyped up. I've got to conserve some energy and just use the hockey sense and play the game.
Brian McClellan said that he was able to leave a voicemail. Did you ever actually get a chance to talk with him the night of the trade?
Yeah, I actually had my phone off when Brian phoned. I was watching the Oscars with my fiance and then just got his voicemail. But I gave him a call back, left him a voicemail, but I haven't spoken with him yet. No.
What are your emotions when you get that voicemail?
First one is taken back a little bit. You're surprised, you're shocked. I had never asked for a trade. I had conveyed my thoughts to him that I spoke with him, spoke with the coaching staff that said I wanted to be part of it. I wanted to make a cup run. So it was definitely surprising to me. You know, my fiance was amazing through it. She was with me. She was by my side when we found out. The notification actually came on her phone because mine was off. She gets the Caps updates on her phone, so she was the one that broke it to me. But just to be able to go through it together, I was very thankful that she was there with me.
Is there some frustration with, you know, this being one of the best teams that you were on with the Caps and kind of not being able to see it through?
Yeah, I mean, really the sense that we had with this year's team was that there was something very special in the works, and that's why I said I had conversations with management and told them that I wanted to be a part of it. Unfortunately, it didn't work out, but can't sit here and dwell on it. Can't let it hang over my head. It's tough to close that chapter. It really is. Hopefully tonight will help me do that. I know we're back here pretty quick, but run towards the fire, right? So try and, you know, have some fun tonight. Try and win a hockey game, and then really enjoy my teammates. You know, the City of Toronto, the people of Toronto, the staff, the players have really, really welcomed me in with open arms and made me feel extremely welcome. So having a lot of fun with this group of guys.
Wondering, Brooks, if you could compare or contrast a little bit. You've told the story many times, 15, when you met George McPhee in one of these hallways. He said he'd like you to be here 15 years. That was looking forward. I guess today you're walking down the same hallways, maybe looking backwards a little bit.
Yeah, that was the first face I saw when I walked in the Capitals locker room was George McPhee, and he shook my hand and said, "Welcome to D.C. I hope you're here for 15 years." And it was a very special moment for myself to feel like you're a part of the National Hockey League and you have a home with an organization. I made it 12. That's longer than most make it, so very thankful for the people of D.C., my teammates, the organization, the staff, the fans, my friends in the community, my neighbors. A huge, huge impact on my life, and I can't thank you, everybody, enough. The media, you guys have been great to work with. Just, I hold the people in the city in the highest regard. I really do.
I mean, look how many people are here right now. Cover your morning skate, right?
Yeah, it's exciting.
How do you prepare for then a night like tonight? How can you mentally and emotionally prepare for tonight?
You know what? First and foremost, I'm a competitor. Winning means a lot to me. Always has, regardless of circumstance, the result matters to me. So that's something I think about. Not too worried. You know, there might be a moment or something, but not too worried about that. I'm still here to do a job. I have a responsibility to my teammates and to my coaching staff, and winning really means a lot to me. So that's the ultimate goal after tonight, is just try and get the win. Try and leave with a smile on the face. Have some fun with my teammates.
Brooks, you didn't get the ultimate goal here, obviously, but when you look back at what you walked into in 2004, not unlike what you're walking into here in Toronto a little bit, but when you think about that to what you were sort of a part of, how do you characterize what you did see here in 12 years?
It's still pretty fresh, Ben. I mean, it's the support I've received over the last 2 days from the people of Washington has just been stunningly humbling. Really brings up emotions and takes me back a little bit. I see some photographs from fans that send me their photographs. I was a kid, right? I was 20 years old, and I'm like, look at that hairdo. I mean, you know, little pimple-faced kid, and you know, just to be part of something like that. I mean, it hasn't really sunk in fully yet. I haven't digested through all of the emotion. I've been through some of it, but I have such an empty feeling that we never got the ultimate goal. I really, before my time ended in DC, really wanted to do it with Alex, really wanted to do it with Nikki, and really wanted to do it with Mike Green, who unfortunately wasn't back this year. But those guys meant a lot to me. They really did. Very special people, very special players, and just tough to not be able to do it with them.
Brooks, if they do end up doing it, will it be difficult for you to stomach at that time?
No. They're such good friends, right? I have so many good friends on that team, and aside from tonight, I wish them the best. I really do. I mean, they've had such a huge impact on my life, and I'm so grateful and thankful for them, not only as friends, but as teammates, colleagues, and I always will wish them the best. I always will, unless we meet head-to-head in a playoff series or in regular season or something, but they're lifelong friends. We grew up together, and always thankful for them, and I will always wish them the best.
Brooks, you mentioned all the fan support you've been getting the last couple of days. Did you realize how much you meant to this community, to this city?
No, and that's one of the things that really, you know, sunk me back a little bit. Not going to lie, some emotions came up when I saw some of that stuff, and just I never felt like that because I felt like I was the one that was, and still do, that was thankful to be here. I mean, I was a kid that grew up in a small town in Saskatchewan, and they brought me here to live my dream, right? To play in the National Hockey League and live my dream. So I was forever grateful, but then to receive some of that support back the other way, stuff that maybe I wasn't fully aware of, you know, just very thankful and very, very humbled.
Did you see...
You mentioned OB, Nikki. What was the response like from them and from your other teammates after they heard about the move?
Well, the move, I think, happened pretty late at night. I'm not sure the exact time, but Alex was the first one to reach out to me. And then after that, there was Nikki and there was a bunch of other guys. And some of the guys were already in bed because it happened. And pretty much everyone reached out the next morning. So I think there's a lot to be said for the group that they have there. In all the teams that I played here, this was the tightest group that I've ever been on. They really have something special over there. It was fun to be a part of. They really do. I've told that to many people in the last 48 hours that you should be proud of what's going on there. And people talk about chemistry and camaraderie and stuff, but not like that, not like they have right now. It was really something special. But coming here now, it seems like we have the beginning of that. We have a lot of young kids that are very excited to be at the rink. We have good veterans mixed in, an energetic coaching staff, and really learned a lot from this organization, the Washington Capitals, and I'm going to bring a lot to that in the locker room here in Toronto.
Obi said if there's a power play, he's going to shoot one at your foot.
He can toss that muffin all he wants.
Did you see this coming at all, even with, you know, the move to waivers on Saturday or anything like that?
You know, I've been around the sport for a while, so you're aware of certain things. I thought maybe my conversations with the staff had hopefully made the decision clear for them, but I understand it's a business. They're going to do what they feel is best for their hockey team, short-term and long-term. I understand that, but I was still surprised when the move happened.
Is it true you went from playing with Michael Nylander to Michael Nylander's son?
Yeah, I played alongside Niles, and now I'm playing with his boy. I remember when Niles used to walk in a room at like a family function, team function, his kids, he had six kids, they'd just walk in and they just like a grenade, they'd go everywhere. And I remember William, he was kind of the oldest one, just cute little blonde guy. He'd walk in, just blonde hair everywhere, just a bobblehead walking around, and played with his dad, so maybe that makes me his uncle.
Right.
I don't know, like you can call me Uncle Brooks or something. But really talented young kid, really really fun to play with. It reminds me a lot of his dad, the way he controls the puck, and a great personality off the ice. Really looking forward to playing with him.
Brooks, going to a new team, new organization, does it kind of re-energize you a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not just here to mentor the young kids, right? I mean, that's part of my role, but I'm here to revitalize my career. You know, I had a diminished role here in Washington. Wasn't completely happy with the way the season had gone personally. And I still feel like I have a lot of hockey left. So for myself, I have a lot of work to do. I need to get my game back on the ice, get my touches back, my feel back, get the legs back. Was a 20-minute a night guy at one point here. Power play, penalty kill, all situations. So I still have a lot to give. And for myself, that's the focus, to get my game back, to be a leader on the ice and off the ice for this organization. But certainly to do that off the ice, you have to do that on the ice. So I'm a diligent worker, still a student of the game, love to learn, have a great staff here. Looking forward to finishing strong in the season.
You guys, we'll take one last question. You said you wanted to play till 50. Do you still feel like you can play it at 40? Do you still feel like you can do?
Yeah. I mean, first and foremost, I think you need to have the love of the game to do it. I love the game now more than ever, especially if you go through something like this. You really find out how thankful you are for the game and how much it means to you. Secondly, you need to keep yourself in shape. The preparation is just as important as what you do on the ice, and that'll always be a part of my life, even when the game is done. Don't know if I'll make 50 now. I mean, I said that when I was a single guy. You know, so I don't know if I'll make 50, but certainly have a lot of hockey in me. Certainly would love to play till I'm 40. I still have milestones in my career that I want to hit. So, you know, that being said, take it a game at a time, a season at a time. But looking forward to being here in Toronto. Teammates are awesome. Fun 48 hours so far for me. So. Really look excited for the rest of the season here.
Will you always consider this your second home?
Yeah. I came here as a kid, just a bright-eyed kid looking to play in the NHL. And I'll never forget the memories, the friends, the faces, the stories. You're always, I think, thankful for the place that gives you your start. And I played one game in Ottawa, but this was the place that really gave me my start in the National Hockey League. And, the Washington Capitals, the organization, the city, the people will always have an imprint on my heart.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks, bro. Thanks, guys.